Spandau Ballet's first hit, to cut a long story short, charted in 1980. Since then, they've sold more than 25 million albums and played concerts in huge arenas worldwide. Their performance in Austin, Texas, marked the band's first show on a U.S. stage in 28 years. It was also the first time in decades that they had played a venue with room for only 600 people. Drummer John Keeble described the experience as inspiring and fantastic.
You know, it was the smallest gig we've done for many a year. There's something very visceral about being in a small room with people right up close and personal. Probably one of my favorite gigs.
Singer Tony Hadley says playing in a small club means there are no secrets.
There was no trickery. It was just the five guys plugged in. Gary just had four little pedals and that was it. There was no hard disk behind us or anything else. It was totally real.
Formed in the late 1970s in London, Spandau Ballet were leaders in rejecting the extravagant ugliness of the punk music scene and played a leading role in the British new wave movement called the New Romantics. They changed their look as often as their sound, getting funky with the hit Chant Number One, I Don't Need This Pressure On.
I don't need this pressure on. I don't need this pressure on.
It was when the band released a completely different sort of song, a dreamy synth-pop ballad, that Spandau Ballet had its biggest worldwide hit, True. Bass player Martin Kemp says Spandau Ballet's show in Austin left the band excited about the prospect of returning to the U.S. for a full tour.
You know, we've played those songs a million times to people in Europe, and you know what they mean, those songs, to people when you play them. Here we thought maybe the only song everybody's going to know is True, but it wasn't like that at all. Everyone was into the band from the beginning. I thought it was a really special moment. I agree with John. I actually think it was one my favorite gigs we've ever done.
So why did it take 28 years for Spandau Ballet to return to the United States? Two reasons. First, the group's 1985 tour was cut short after saxophonist Steve Norman injured his knee in Los Angeles, California. Then, at the end of the 1980s, the group split up after a bitter fight over royalties. Guitarist Gary Kemp is also the band's lead songwriter.
Listen, we found it hard enough to come back to each other. That took us nearly 20 years, let alone come back to America. So it's not like we've been ignoring America for 28 years. We were ignoring ourselves for 20 of those.
Spandau Ballet's breakup is covered in the film Soul Boys of the Western World, which was shown at the South by Southwest conference in Austin. Steve Norman admits that it was hard to watch the documentary in front of an audience.
There's a lot of anguish in there, you know, you can see. We were so close. We went to school together. And then to see how it all fell apart, it's very emotional. And the other day, because there were people there, it became much more emotional. I had tears in my eyes once or twice.
In 2009, Spandau Ballet reunited for a 30th anniversary tour, and true to form, they showed off a new sound with Once More, an unplugged acoustic album. Their next world tour is scheduled to start either later this year or early in 2015. I'm Catherine Cole.
Down. I just want the chance to turn this love around, keep on searching for.